You are listening to Dave Sweetmore, and it's a real honour now to say I'm joined by an absolute national treasure, the one and only Tommy Cannon. Tommy, how are you doing?
All right, thanks, Dave. How are you?
Really good, thanks, mate. Thanks for taking the time out to join us today. I'm going to talk about the tour you've got coming up at the back end of the year shortly. First of all, I just want to mention, last week you were involved with a charity single that was released with Local Vocals, who are a community-based choir. How did that end up coming about?
It's funny, really, because I went to Chorley quite a few months back, and I was doing sort of... I think I was in Panto at the time, and we drove all the way from County Durham down there to do this thing. I think I was on stage about half an hour or something like that, and the choir was there. And choir leader said, Laura said, oh, she said, we love that song. I said, oh, really? I said, I'll tell you what, if you learn it, I said, I'll sing it with you. And that was it. I just went, ha-ha, and walked away. We've now done it. Now recorded it, and it's absolutely beautiful.
It's an amazing thing you've done, and all the money raised from it goes to Mind Charity, you know, a charity that everyone's can relate to at the moment. It is available now. It's brilliant what you've done. That's the charity-based single, Together We'll Be Okay. I wish you all the best with that, Tommy. I hope it goes well.
Thanks, pal. I hope they make a fortune from it.
Let's hope so. What we've got you on for, though, is to talk about the fact you've got an absolutely massive tour starting later on in the year. It's huge. Rock on, Tommy, and Evening with Tommy Cannon. It begins in September. You visit our part of the world on Saturday the 21st of October when you're at Stockport Romley Forum. When the idea for this came about, did you expect it to be such a big tour?
No. My son, who's helped to put it together, he's now managing me, which is brilliant. Since he took me on board, it's just been phenomenal. The work there has been incredible, and I can't thank him enough. I'm looking forward to it so much because I want it to be very special, because the show's all about me and Bob, how we met, what happened, how we got paid off, how we sort of got to the height of what we did. So, and I want people to remember it.
Where did the idea come from to do this show, and why now?
Well, first and foremost, it's because I wanted to do it, really, in a lot of ways, in the honour of Bobby, you know, because he passed away. It's been over 2 years now since he passed away, bless him. I think that he would want me to do it, and that's why I'm doing it, because I want people to realise what a difficult time we had trying to get there, because the press said when we got onto television, overnight successes. Well, we were 15 years in the business before we even got on television, so it wasn't an overnight success.
It was 1968 that you became national treasures and entered our lives after appearing on Opportunity Knocks. 55 years on, you must have a lot of stories to tell. How are you going to decide which to tell and how it comes about?
I tell them it's strange, really, because you go on stage and you start talking about the things, and suddenly you remember something else. You go, oh, that's right, yeah, I can tell them that. And so it just unravels itself, you know. It's not, I don't have to write anything down. I just think of things that happened, and I think, how the heck did that happen like that? How did this happen? I mean, like, you know, it's a prime example of one of the working men's clubs that we did was really quite frightening. Sunderland Boilermakers Club, and the chairman came backstage and said, all right, lads, and we both said yes. I think we were on £3 for the lunchtime, and another £3 if we made it through the lunchtime into the evening. And he said, you've got a job to do. I said, what do you mean we've got a job to do? I said, I know. I said, we're here to... No, he said, you have a job to do. I said, I don't understand you. He said, well, when you walk out, he said, all the lads will all be reading newspapers. So I said, oh, so what do you mean then? He said, well, you've got to make them put them down. So we've got to make the lads in that room pull the newspapers down. Yeah, he said, because that's proof that you're good. Oh, okay, so we go on. And nothing happens. They're all reading the newspapers, and they did not lift their heads up one iota to look who was even on stage. He came backstage, he said, there you are, boys, there's your £3, off you go. So then we realised that we forgot there's no back way out of the club, so we have to walk through the audience. Us thinking, oh, well, they'll all be having a laugh and a joke at us now when we walk through. Oh, no. They still kept looking at the newspapers while we left the club through the front door. So that was one of the experiences that was another learning curve, if you like.
Do you know what? You say it took 15 years before you made it onto our screens and became became, you know, the cannon and ball we all know and love. At any point, did you feel like giving up, or did you just really have this belief that the two of you were going to become the heroes you did?
Yeah, there were a time when, I don't know whether it was the Boilermakers, but it was a working men's clubs that we got paid off at, and coming down the A1, we stopped in one of the lay-bys, and we had a discussion. I said, Bob, I said, we've left a welding job, I said, and we were earning reasonable money. I said, and now, I said, we're getting £3. I said, and that's 150 each. I said, it's not a lot of money. He said, no. I said, and we've got children. I said, and, you know. He said, oh, yeah. He said, I know where you're coming from. He said, well, look, he said, we've got 3 working men's clubs to do. He said, if we get paid off at any one of them, he said, we'll go back to welding. So I said, all right, mate, that's fair enough. And needless to say, we went very well at all 3 working men's clubs, and that's why we're still doing it.
It's hard to imagine a life without Cannon and Ball, really. Growing up, you were like heroes of absolutely everybody. So, you know, it's just hard to imagine you not being around. The one thing I want to ask, and I apologise if it's a difficult question, how's it going to feel going out solo without Bobby by your side?
Well, luckily, I suppose, in a way, I did a panto last year in County Durham, and it was the worst time of my life trying to rehearse, trying to remember lines, because I kept looking for Bob, I kept thinking, where the hell are you? Because when we did panto together, it was very easy, because most of the stuff we did in panto in them days were clips were from TV that we were doing. So consequently, you'd do the wall routine or MacDonald had a farm routine, the puppet routine. Yeah, of course we used to work with the rest of the cast, but we had very minimal lines, so it was quite easy. So to go and do panto and have to remember lines and think to myself, God blimey, if I forget my line, I've got nobody to back me up. And it was frightening. And I eventually got there. Leah, the last that I did the panto for, she has been a big friend of mine and Bob's for years, and kept saying to my wife, I don't see Tommy. Where is he? What's up with him? And I just couldn't get that. I just wasn't happy. And then I said to her, look, when there's an audience in front of him, he'll be fine. And it got to the opening night and I was absolutely petrified. Went on stage, did it, said a little speech at the end, recognising Bobby and all that, and they all stood up and gave me a standing ovation. And so that was absolutely wonderful, wonderful.
The fact that there's so much love for you and everybody, you know, wants you to carry on, and I'm sure Bobby would have wanted you to carry on, that must make it a little bit easier and, you know, nice to be able to do this tour.
Yes, it does. It makes it a lot easier. And I'm quite sure that Bobby's looking down saying, go on, you can do it, Tommy. I know you can. Why do you think I picked you to be my partner?
That's so nice to hear that. You're going to be doing this, so you're going to be trying to fit, you know, almost 6 decades into a couple of hours show. There's going to be so many fans that have got so many questions to ask you. Will there be a point of the show where people can ask you questions?
Yeah, there'll be questions and answers from the audience, without a shadow of a doubt, And I've got a book coming out in September. It's called Together We'll Be Okay.
And is that like a life story of you and Bobby?
Yeah, life story of me and Bob,
You've been there and done it. You've had an amazing career. You remain to have an amazing career. You're still an absolute icon and hero. For anyone who's wanting to get into the music and entertainment world now, someone starting out, what advice would you give them?
Well, I went up to Middlesbrough University to give a talk to students who are sort of in the arts world, and I said, and I told them a bit of the life story of me and Bob, and I said, the one thing you must never do, right, if you're having a bad time, you will get through it if you stick it. If you don't and you start saying things like, oh, can't do this, I said, you won't do it. You have to be positive, no matter what happens. As I said, Bob and I did auditions, we failed them, we couldn't get summer seasons. We failed auditions there. We did talent competitions. We didn't win anything. I said, we went through all that. I said, and at the end of the day, you know what happened? We became household names.
It really is hard to imagine a world without Tommy Cannon and Bobby Ball. You've got, as you mentioned, your book coming out in September. You've got this massive tour that also starts in September, runs to May. After that, what's the future hold for Tommy Cannon?
The future holds whatever happens on whatever about my son, who looks after me now, he's my manager. Whatever he gets for me or whatever, I shall do it with an open heart and always remember Bobby helped me to get there.
Tommy, it's been a real pleasure pleasure and an honour speaking to you. You are a national treasure, a hero to many. Your tour starts in September, the same month as your book comes out. It runs to May next year. Rock on Tommy, An Evening with Tommy Cannon. You're in our part of the world on Saturday the 21st of October at the Romley Forum in Stockport. I feel like saying I wish you all the best with it, but you don't need it. There's still so much love for Tommy Cannon. It's going to be amazing.
Thanks, pal. Dave Salad.